sinner too. I heard a voice from heaven saying, there is work to do. I took my master's hand and joined that heavenly band. Now I'm on the battlefield.
Pastor Pals, everybody's coming on down.
All right. Y'all did good. Okay. Any more? Okay. All right. Y'all helped each other out. What? Does anybody know what this is?
There's some balls in there. And it's a pretty neat deal. Can let them out there. And
You take this thing here and watch here. Just, I don't even have to bend over. You say, well, that's lazy. No, that's smart. And anyway, it's called, name this thing, it's not a weapon or anything, but it's called a practice stick. And if you play golf, you pick up the balls with it. And so, you know, it's just a handy tool. And here at church, we've got all sorts of handy tools to help us learn more about the Lord. We've got these books here, these Sunday school books, and different things. Your teacher also studies to try to help you learn. We also have the Bible. God gave us the biggest tool of all to help us practice now and learn more about Him. This matter of fact, somebody said that BIBLE stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And that is really, really neat. Okay, now everybody look at here. Is there any ball in there that is different? Why is it different? Okay, it's just a different color. Well, did you know that just like, and God wants you to learn more about Him, but did you know if these balls also, now this, I was talking about the stick, but let me just talk about what's inside, and that could be you. Each one of those balls could represent a person, you. But somebody, some people are different. Some people stand out, they may be just a little different, but did you know that God loves every single one of you? Doesn't matter how big, small, different, smart, or challenged we may be, God loves all of us. So, hey, listen, y'all remember that. Number one, God wants you to learn more about Him using all sorts of different tools. And then no matter how we may be just like everybody else or we may be different, but God loves us. And I appreciate y'all paying attention. Let's all bow our head, close our eyes. Dear Lord, I just thank You that no matter what You want us to learn about You, no matter what, we know that You love us, even if we may be different, we may not match everyone else. Father, I do thank You for these young people. And Father, help us to be thankful, especially this time of the year, remembering Your gifts to us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Like Miss Melissa has it. Y'all did good. Help each other out. There you go.
This time, Gracie is going to bring us another special.
We may not be the people that are fortunate enough to be in the rapture. The older I get, the more likely I think that's not going to happen in my lifetime, but we don't know that. But you know, when you do stop and think about it, if it did happen today, number one, would you be ready? And number two, that's going to be the best meet and greet that we've ever been to. You know it? They're going to see all the way back from Moses to Abraham. And even the ones that weren't born. I love this song. Hopefully it'll put a little pep in your step. It talks about what may happen when we all get there and it all starts happening.
Wake our bodies up on Sunday morning. We don't want to miss one minute of the praise. We hear that old soul reacher. We all call our preacher. He's trying to get someone to change their ways.
Well, somewhere in the middle of the sermon, conviction brings a sinner to their knees. Angels hear that greatest nation. We call it celebration. But heaven's biggest bash is yet to be. Oh, when it all starts happening, I want to be there. I don't want to miss that long white robe affair. When the shouting has begun, I'll show heaven how it's done. When it all starts happening, I want to be there.
Well, on that welcome day of there won't be one hand that doesn't wave. The band all finished tuning, not one singer crooning. Millions shouting, singing, we are saved. Well, no one wants to leave before it's over. Always keeping one eye on the door. Heaven's only known a fraction. Soon will come the main attraction. This is what we've all been waiting for.
When it all starts happening, I want to be there. I don't want to miss that long white robe to fair.
When the shouting has begun, I'll show
heaven how it's done.
When it all starts happening, I want to be there.
I don't want to miss that long white robe of prayer.
When the shouting has begun,
I'll show heaven how it's done.
When it
all starts happening, I want to be there. I don't want to miss that long white robe of prayer.
When the shouting has begun,
when the shouting has begun,
when the shouting has begun,
I'll show heaven how it's done.
When it all starts happening.
Amen. Grace did a good job. I enjoyed it. This, how many of you are ready to follow along in your bulletin? Why don't you just take that, set it aside, because we ain't going to follow the bulletin sermon. That's it. And we'll do this tonight. Okay? Plan B. God had a plan B. You say, some people will debate that, but he made a provision for us. And his desire was that I'm sure we would everybody get saved. I think God wants everybody to get saved, but not everybody does his will. God also, I don't think, really wanted Adam and Eve to sin, but he had a plan. And whether you call it plan A or B or whatever, he had a plan. This is the Thanksgiving. And the more I thought about it, I had that sermon while I was ready to preach, that sermon in the bulletin. And I just got something on my heart that I want to share with y'all. And then I'm going to give you an opportunity. I don't know. I've never done this. Can't remember. I may have. On Sunday morning, but we're going to have a time for testimony on everything you're thankful for, or just one thing. If we'll be here all day, if some of you tell everything you're thankful for, just share something that you're thankful for. Matter of fact, we just kind of had that. We're going to Wednesday. Tuesday we're having church service, and Wednesday we're headed to Karen's folks. In Louisiana, we swap between Texas, my folks, and Louisiana, Karen's folks, every year. So Wednesday, we'll be headed to Bossier City. Yesterday, we had a late lunch, and Karen had bought smoked turkey, and we did that up. There were six of us, and all of us, and Taylor's boyfriend, and had a little time of Thanksgiving around the table yesterday about 1 o'clock, coming in from hunting. And that's what I want to share with you. Just, is there something that you don't care if it's 170 people like this morning, or if it's 1,070, you don't care. You're willing to say, I am thankful for whatever. Whatever it may be on your heart. If you would, let's head to Psalms 92 and verse 1. Now, there's several scriptures that I want to share with you. And then I'm going to give you an opportunity. Some of them just real serious. Some of them very interesting. In Psalms 92, verse 1, it says this. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. Matter of fact, there's a song that goes to that. but I'm not going to sing. I'm going to leave that to Miss Barber or someone else. Oh, Most High. Can you say God is higher than anything in my life? Oh, Most High. Matter of fact, that's why the writer says it's a good thing to give thanks. He is Most High. Even if God allows me to go through tough stuff in my life, He's Most High. Okay? Now, all of you hold on. It's going to be a little different this morning. I'm going to preach from the front row to the back row. I'm coming back here to see you. Okay, everybody look in your Bible. Brother Jeff's got me turned up so you can hear. Go to Psalms 136. Hey, Devin. You're going to be first. All right. I'm sitting beside Devin, y'all. What are you thankful for, Devin?
I'm thankful for a lot of things. Thankful for my family and thankful that I've got parents to care about.
Amen. Amen. All of you got family. Thank you. Either hand. And I'm going to sit beside some more people before the sermon's over. I knew Devin could handle it. I've put him on the spot before. Psalms 136. Whoop, there we go. Put that up. There, whoop. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. And that means He's the only one out of people that call many other gods gods. For His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. Now, in just a little while, we're going to eat. Have you ever thought about that way? Have you ever said one time somebody was being a little bit smart aleck at the dinner table and said, well, John, say grace. He said, grace. That's not what they meant. But why do we pray before we eat? Did you know the Bible's got that in there? Go to John chapter 6. Speaking of John, John chapter 6 and verse 11. Now, this is an eating meeting. I know they weren't called Baptists back then. Our name has come about because Baptists used to be called Anabaptist, which means we wouldn't conform to the norm. We rebaptized those who were baptized to get to heaven because baptism doesn't save anybody. We did it so they would be from a church that believed correctly or right. But this is a Baptist eating meeting, and John 6:11. I say that we can't even have a meeting hardly without eating. Won't eat anyway. And Jesus took the loaves, and this is whenever He fed the 5,000. And when He had given thanks, He distributed it out. A little boy's sack lunch fed 5,000 people. I always wondered how that happened. When the one fellow took a piece of bread and he passed it down, did it automatically get bigger? Or whenever the one fellow took a bite of fish, did he automatically have more fish left over? I don't know exactly how it worked, but I think it's pretty cool because I would love an unlimited refrigerator. But I believe God did it. There's another passage. Go to Acts 26. Acts 27, verse 35. Acts 27, all right, and this is right before the shipwreck. Now, that's a good time to give thanks. Lord, matter of fact, the Bible says that we're all going to escape safe to land. And matter of fact, if you read the last verse of the chapter, what does it say? They all escaped safe to land. God promised they would. Now, this is the meal before the shipwreck. Okay? So the meal before the shipwreck, they didn't know how they were going to make it. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. Oh, did you know there were some unbelievers there? In other words, are you brave enough to thank the Lord even in the presence of people who don't believe like you do? One time we were eating a meal at Chili's. I got a few more scriptures for you, but giving thanks. We were eating at Chili's, and I was kind of perturbed because, you know, most of the time people, and that's one of those restaurants they serve, of course, they've got a bar over there and alcoholic beverages. Anytime you eat in a big city, it's just, that's the nature of things, and or anywhere there's a restaurant of that nature. And I was in there eating, and there was just a ton of people drinking around me, of course, and drinking's not my lifestyle, obviously. I'm a pastor, a minister. And so I said, well, you know, and you can sit there and be upset because people are participating in something you don't agree with. I got to thinking, you know, God doesn't care for what they were doing. But did you know it doesn't matter whether you're talking about an alcoholic, a gambling addict, a drug addict, a murderer. God loves the person. He doesn't love what they do, but God loves the person. And so I said, well, I won't take this time to share my blessings with everybody. And so what I did was, when he said the blessing on the meal, I made sure that everybody around me could hear it. And I prayed extra loud, and people over there, they may not have even been Baptist, but they was praying with one. maybe I was motivated wrongly, but I wanted to not be ashamed of my God, right or wrong. Even in the midst of people who may not believe like I do, I don't want to be ashamed in public. So I prayed a little louder than normal so they could hear. I just wanted to share. And so speaking of that, I've got a couple more scriptures, but hey, now's the opportunity. I'm going to have some sit-down time in a minute, like I did with Devin. But I want to open up to anybody, because some of you are hiding in the middle, and I may not be able to get to you. And so would anybody, just something you're thankful for, something you're thankful for, or amongst family and friends this morning?
Brother Michael, I would say that I'm thankful for my salvation, that I'm thankful for my family and my church family, because we're so close and there's so much love.
We really are. Thank you.
I told my story. I'm just thankful to be here today, and I praise God for my church family and for prayer. I remember when Richie was going under heart surgery, he looked up at me and he said, good or bad, it's going to be all right. And I thought of that when I was going under surgery the other night or the other day. And all the prayers that went up for me, I just cannot thank you enough. And I thank God for the church. They raised me. And when my mom and dad left, they kept on raising me. And they still do today. And I just thank God for y'all.
This is a pretty awesome church family, Miss Barbara.
Michael, I'm not very good at this, but I'm so thankful that I have a Christian husband that has helped me a long way. And I am so thankful that my kids, they're all saved. They don't participate like they should, but I know one of these days they will. And I'm thankful that I have two grandchildren that's already saved. And I know when the others get that age, that the Lord touches their heart, I pray that they will accept God as their Savior. And I love this church family and so thankful for everything that they have done for me. And I know prayers have went up for me.
Amen. That's true. That's true. Yes, sir.
I'm glad to say that me and Barbara, all of our kids are saved. And we've got one grandchild saved. We've got five other young kids saved.
Amen. Thankful for your kids' salvation.
Brother Michael.
Yes, ma'am.
is I thank God for saving my soul. And I am so grateful for my family that they are saved and that they're working in the service of God. And I have some that I love, but I don't like what they do. And I just pray that God will never give up on them.
Amen.
Let me to believe you'll never give up on them, that I will see Kilcrest grandchildren and great grandchildren serving God in His church. And I'd like for y'all to join with me. And I would like to make one suggestion in this meeting, that you hand a mic to those who are speaking so the rest of us can hear.
I like that suggestion. And I thought about that. I was trying to lean over. I didn't want to kiss Devin, but I was leaning my microphone over. Evan will help me out. You get on one side and I'll get on the other. That's right. I got hearing aid in left ear. I took the right one out because of my thing here. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you're thankful, and these have been some great things. Matter of fact, you're helping me preach an awesome sermon this morning, and it's not awesome because I'm preaching it, you're preaching it. Okay? So this is your sermon. So if y'all make it boring, it's your fault. Okay. Who else would like to give thanks?
I'm thankful that my family's here this morning and that I can sit on the pew with my mother-in-law and we can all worship God together. And I'm also thankful for all the people that have come before us that's made this church so great and that's made this community so great and that God has given us an opportunity and gives us the freedom to worship.
That's true. We do have a lot of freedom. Anyone else? If you stand up over there, Brother Evan will come see you. In the middle, we'll find you. Something you're thankful for. Anything.
Oop. I want to talk loud enough.
Okay.
God for my life, my family, and my
children. Amen. Thank you, Miss Emmy.
I don't think I need that. I'm thankful for this year's been wonderfully hard, and I'm so thankful for my family that they've been so supportive, going above and beyond, you know, and helping me get through this year, teaching, and I know I'm where I'm supposed to be because I brought a young lady with me, and she may be the only one that likes me, and that's cool, but, you know, I'm thankful to have her here.
Yes. Amen. It's wonderful to have all of you today.
I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful to be here, but most of all, I'm thankful for Jesus Christ, who went to Calvary and died so that I might have salvation. And I thank God to be saved and am on my way one of these days to glory to be with my friends and loved ones.
Amen. Whether the cloud way or the clod way.
Amen.
And we're going, if you know the Lord as your Savior, you've got a promise. Anyone else you might be thankful for? Yes, ma'am.
I don't need that.
Okay.
I'm proud of my salvation, first of all. And I have a loving church in California just like this. Nobody ever comes there that's a stranger when they leave. And I'm so thankful to be here with my sister. Having lost my husband just a short time ago, the Lord has provided for me. He looks after me. At night when I lay down, I have His secure hand around me, and I do not worry about what's going to take place. I am in His hands.
Amen.
I'm so happy to be one of His children.
Amen. I know there's a lot of individuals in this room that have lost their spouses or lost someone they love, and it's one of the toughest times in life. And just no doubt about it. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to say that I love the Lord, and I have got so much to be thankful for. It's hard to even start.
Mm-hmm. Here you
I'm
go.
Thankful.
That way everybody can hear you.
I'm thankful mostly for this church and what it's done for me through the years. And it's always been there for me. It's never failed me, things that I've needed. And the people just love you so much here. I'm just thankful for my salvation. I'm just thankful that I had someone to take me to church when I was small, but I may be saved today. And I'm thankful for my family. My children are saved. My grandchildren are all saved. And I just thank God for this. And like I said, our church family is just wonderful here.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Merlin. Anyone else? This is your sermon. Yes, ma'am.
You probably don't know. Well, I trust that grace to you get sick. And now the prayers are, they're praying for you. And I just want to thank everybody for the prayers and the concern they've had for me over the last few months. And I'm proud that the Lord has saved my soul. Mm-hmm. And that most of my family are saved. I know they don't live like it sometimes and they don't come to church like they should. But I just want everybody to pray for my family that they will all get back into church.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Miss Patsy. And Miss Patsy has been through a lot with her health. Anyone else? Go ahead, Devin.
And there's a lady in our church that has always been an inspiration to me. And I am very thankful for her.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Miss Janie.
Well, Michael, while this microphone is here, you know, everybody says they're thankful for their family. And we should be if we have a Christian family. That's one of the biggest blessings we have. But this morning, I'd like to say that not only for my family and my salvation, but this church, we're very fortunate. You know, we've got lots of talent in this church. And I'd kind of like to tip my hat to those that give their time and talents to the Lord. And we had a good demonstration of that this morning. And not only the singers and the musicians, but the Sunday school teachers. And we got a wonderful church. And praise the Lord.
Amen. It is a blessing. Thank y'all for sharing. Thank you.
I just want to say I'm so thankful to have grown up in this church and for everyone that has helped me raise William all these years. I'm so thankful for my salvation, and I'm thankful that William is saved. And he's just making a mother proud at college. He's doing really good. And I'm so thankful that the Lord brought Randall to us. And who knew after 16 years that I'd have another little boy. But my family and my church family is just awesome. And I just love the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Melissa. There's a lot to be thankful for. And I don't mean to make, you know, I'm an emotional guy, and I don't mean to make anybody cry this morning, but that's just part of it, just expressing ourselves and our, you know, being thankful. I'm so glad I don't have tears of sadness this morning. We could just have that. I'd rather have tears of joy or tears of thankfulness. And any time you're serving the Lord, and I'll go ahead and share this story real quick. I've got you for a few more minutes. And listen up, I'm going to share a verse with you in a minute, or actually a few, but I've told this story one time before. A missionary said this, and it says in Colossians, "In everything give thanks," in Ephesians. And but anyway, hosting the missionary one day, and we walked down the hallway, and the hallway was flooded. We was about to go to bed on a Saturday night. Hosting a missionary in your home. What in the world? Well, long story short, what had happened was that the septic system in the backyard had collapsed. And so we were trying to get some temporary relief, if you will. Called two of my best hardest working men in my church. Both of them were 72. 10:30 at night, we'll be there, Brother Michael. We got you. They're there. And so one of them had a big old hole saw to put a hole in the, because the septic system didn't have a clean out. So here you go, Brother Michael, you're the youngest. Of course I was. Missionary behind me. They're cheering me on. We dug the hole. We found the line. You know, 11 o'clock at night now. No, I got a microphone. Let me do better than that. And somebody had used an aircraft fuel line, PVC encased stainless steel. Took a while to get through the 4-inch pipe or whatever it was. Finally, I get through the hole, and I've got some pressure on it, Larry, because, you know, stainless steel. And we went through 3 bits. And whenever I went through, there was an eruption. Missionary behind me said, Brother Michael, the Bible says, in everything give thanks. Sometimes you don't want to give thanks. But we cleaned up, and we were thankful that we had indoor plumbing. So we'll just put it that way. But it does say in everything. It doesn't say all things are good, but in everything give thanks. God, I don't know what you want me to learn from going through this, but I'm going to give you thanks.
I just couldn't sit there any longer when you said that verse. Because when I lost my mother 2 years ago, you tend to want to question when things happen. Why does God allow this? She was my best friend, you know. My kids loved her. But that verse is so true. And everything gives thanks, especially through the loss of a parent. Because I can give thanks because I am who I am today because of my parents and the legacy that I grew up in and the life I saw my daddy and my mama live every day. It wasn't just come to church on Sunday morning and sit on the pew and give your offering and you're through for the week. It was coming Sunday night and coming Wednesday night and opening the Bible at home and praying before meals and making, and I just remember not being able to pay the bills. At times, our mom and daddy would get us all on the bed, and we'd lay the bills in the middle of the bed. Daddy'd say, I don't know how we're going to do it, and we'd pray. Our family would pray. And that's the legacy, young adults that are listening to me. That's the legacy. However you live and what you do at home, it's not coming to church. It's what you do at home. It's what your kids are going to grow up doing, more than likely. It's the legacy that you leave. And I'm giving thanks in the death of my mother because what she left for me and the life that I saw her lead, and that's the life I want to live before my children. And you see, it's just what God wants us to do from generation to generation that's so important. It's living every day your life, your best. And we make so many mistakes. But God is good all the time, and He's faithful, and He's faithful to forgive. And so I do. I give thanks to the death of my mother. As horrible as it was, it's still very horrible to me. Holidays are awful. It's very hard, but I can give thanks because of what she left for me and the life she lived that hopefully I will live before my children.
Amen. That's true. And I was blessed with a wonderful mother-in-law. Any other one? Don't leave anyone out.
Brother Michael, I'm thankful for salvation. I'm thankful for my faith. And I'm thankful for the Lord to lead me in an occupation that I dearly love. I've had so many wonderful children. If you all were here, they might not have heard. But anyway, I did. I had a wonderful husband. And I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this church.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Joanne. Anyone else? I want you to look at one more scripture. Psalms 100. Psalms 100. There's, I want to go ahead and ask Brother Norman. He'd get ready for a song. Or we may just have an instrumental. What I'm going to do is I'm going to close out with this scripture. And during the invitation, I would challenge you to come to the altar if you haven't done it in a while. Again, not because that's the only place you can pray. It's not. You can pray in your pew where you're standing. But there is something special about it, about saying, you know, I'm not ashamed or I'm not worried about what other people may think. I want to publicly go to the altar and give thanks. That's all I'm saying. It's something special when you pray at the altar for your family. If you've got someone on your heart and your family, and you still love them, and you'll love them till the day they die, but they may not be living the way you know that they should live or the way that pleases God. God loved the prodigal son till the prodigal son come home. And he still loved him, even when he was away. And Psalms 100 is a psalm of praise. It says this, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And let me go ahead and say this. You will never outthank the Lord. You will never outpraise him. Matter of fact, the more you praise him, the more blessings he'll give you. Now, that's not talking about physical blessings, that's spiritual blessings. God doesn't always give us physically. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. As we stand, would you come?